Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Wildlife Restoration Program. McAllis Point on West Galveston Island has it all, from algal flats to coastal prairies, making it important habitat for wildlife.
So if this were not saved for conservation, then it would be developed into housing or commercial. Could be a combination of the two, since this does have road frontage.
Linda Sheed is with the Trust for Public Land. In cooperation with federal and state agencies, Congress, local governments, and the private sector, TPL completed the purchase of the first 60 acres of the 127 acres of this environmentally important parcel.
This particular piece of property, the 60 acres and then the total 127, will be owned by the County of Galveston. In terms of its long-term stewardship, they are looking into the idea of partnering with a nonprofit organization that's interested in doing stewardship.
While the land is permanently protected from dense development, it's not off limits to the public.
You know, there could be a string of kayak launches on the backside of Galveston Island, bird blinds, that sort of thing. You know, it's really prime for being able to do that and being a destination, and consequently, it can contribute to the economics of the island.
Learn more about McAllis Point at passporttotexas.org. That's our show with support from the Wildlife Restoration Program, providing funding for wetland conservation through the Private Lands Enhancement Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.